This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. I walk the lonely
avenue. I never thought I'd meet a Paul Joseph Watson will be joining us coming up in the next segment. They're waiting for him to get in the studio. Less people say, what are you doing cutting in on Watson's time? I'm trying to get Paul on the air more. He is a great talent, a great patriot. We're trying to get him to move here to Texas and be in a proper studio here. I mean, probably making move here, but whatever. Paul Joseph Watson coming up. I didn't really plug properly all last hour, so I'm going to do it again right now because I want to hire a couple more reporters. I want to be able to get a couple more writers. I want to be able to be able to send a camera crew somewhere and then not be missing a camera crew. We've got kind of like two camera crews right now, but we need three or four. We need a couple more editors, a couple more writers, so that we're not all killing ourselves and, you know, having typos and stuff. And so I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. We're all in this together. September is preparedness month, and we have got right now, we've got 40% off, 30 to 40% off, depending on which package it is, on high-quality, storable food, 20% off of Survival Shield, Nation Iodine X2, 20% off on Alexa Pure air filters and water filters, and so much more. And these are already the very best gravity-fed filters out there. We carry like four different brands. Some are apples and oranges. Some are better than this. Some are better than that. But they're all excellent gravity-fed that cut out the fluoride and the glyphosate and hundreds of other things, or reduce it down to non-detectable levels or 99999. The point is, there are a lot of filters out there that cost as much as these, just take out the bad taste. Whether it's Alexa Pure or Pro Pure, the special's on Alexa Pure right now, 20% off, InfoWarsStore.com. And listen, I never set out. I didn't go to school for media. I don't sit there and read books on NLP and, you know, all this stuff. I'm just a patriot that wants to fight tyranny. And I know sometimes the broadcast is a train wreck. And we have an amazing crew doing this whole show live for 3-4 hours every day. 3 hours of myself, 4 hours, we count the guest every day that does the fourth hour. And it's stressful. But I understand how big the stakes are, so I am honored to be here. But don't ever think that I don't know that sometimes I'm a train wreck. But there are those moments where we really have the big effect and we see what we're doing, having a huge global effect. And quite frankly, it's becoming more and more common. So I'm just honored to be associated with all of you. I'm very, very appreciative. And I say I've got the best crew I've ever had. Hands down, we get better over the years. Things are more stressful. We do a lot more. You get better. We've had a lot of great crew over the years as well. People that have come and gone for whatever reason. Sometimes we have a reporter, and then they've got a family member that's sick in New York, so they move back, or that type of stuff happens. But everybody that I've worked with, and you, the listeners, are just such an important part of this whole operation. Take Jakari Jackson. He was here 4 years. And before he worked here, he had a dream to, you know, be a comic book publisher. And he told me, hey, I'm looking at doing this down the road. And so, you know, Jakari has gone to do that now. But the work he's done, battling the New World Order, I don't blame him after four tours in the info war wanting to do something else. And so, Jakari's moved on. But it doesn't matter. What he's done here will always, especially the video intros he's done, they're some of the best, very talented, will still be part of the show as long as this broadcast goes on. That's what it's all about. I, quite frankly, after 25 years in the trenches, 21 years on air, I would like to ride off in the sunset sometime. I don't hate my job. I love it. It's just that there's so much to cover, so much to do, that I just don't even feel like I'm up to this incredible challenge sometimes. I mean, because I'm a humble person. And I know for a fact, CENTCOM and SOUTHCOM listen. I know for a fact current top generals do. I know for a fact Donald Trump does. I know for a fact foreign leaders do. And it's like, wow, why did anybody else see this narrative? Why did anybody else read what the globalists are up to? Well, most people just get into politics or get in the military. They just do their job. They focus on the issues that are put out there by the newspaper, not realizing the globalists have created a whole false template, a whole false grid a false reality to blind us from what's really going on, and InfoWars is just a hole in that electronic Berlin Wall curtain letting sunlight in. So I want to thank you all for your support. But it's not just hiring new reporters to expand, it's hiring new crew for some of the attrition that takes place.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Fortunę tamto, pokorne racji, raci pusto celis. Odsum amiki, pokorne racji, raci prefelis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You know what's crazy? I just feel like a regular guy, because I am. And then we simply take action against the globalists, and you can see us having huge worldwide effects. They admit it in fear. And I try to talk to the average man around me who doesn't, you know, work in this fight. They're just like oblivious. And ask me what I think about fantasy football and tailgating. And I'm like, dude, I don't want to sit around tailgates getting drunk eating barbecue with mosquitoes biting me in Texas heat of 95 degrees. I mean, you know, I mean, there's a world government. They're putting cancer viruses in vaccines. They admit that they're having drones, Google drone cars spying on the police. The technocracy's taking over. We've got all this media censorship going on. World governments coming into place. Where is the self-preservation? Now, Paul Joseph Watson joins us from the studios in London. For some reason, or I guess he's in France today, for some reason, 007 doesn't have video links today. So he joins us now via audio, and I'm going to hand the baton to him here in a second. But, Paul, what do you make of this bizarreness? I'm going to go shoot a video today with Dew on this that we're going to have done. for the nightly news, or if not, it'll be done for the show tomorrow, where we have Obama saying there's no such thing as election fraud, but now we have the UN and the EU and the Justice Department coming in to take it over because the Russians are running it. I mean, this is getting ridiculous. This is getting crazy town that they've now reached this level. And what's even wilder is, you know, we kicked the ball off with that report about election fraud, and Trump should make it a major issue. He did make it the major issue, and they seem to be crapping their pants. And then icing on the top is Hillary cannot talk anywhere now. Three different press talks, and none of them were real press conferences. One was a crowd of people, one was her sycophants on a plane, and then one was talking to a single reporter. She can't stop coughing for 20 seconds. What is going on?
Well, Alex, I mean, the backlash from this latest bout of coughing fits has really come to the fore today. You've got the Washington Post coming out with an article about an hour or two ago. And, you know, we have people every day getting really butthurt about Matt Drudge's headlines and who he links to. But now the Washington Post has basically devoted an entire article whining about who Matt Drudge links to. It's called, "Can We Just Stop Talking About Hillary Clinton's Health Now?" And it basically goes through, tries to make the claim. Let me find the exact word.
That's like if you found a dead body when you came home, and then your wife says, "Let's not call the police and stop talking about the dead body." She's like a fish out of water, crashing and burning, hacking and coughing and stumbling around, claiming the Russians have invaded. I mean, this woman is a fruit basket. I mean, you talk about conspiracy theories. The fact that the Russians are running the U.S. resistance to George Soros sticking his thumb up our rear end. I mean, that is crazy.
It's a complete meltdown. Hillary claimed that Putin was running the alt-right. I mean, that was the pinnacle of it. But this article says, oh, these concerns are completely ridiculous because Hillary's personal internist produced a letter to say that Hillary was fine. So because her personal physician said she was fine.
And Hillary said she didn't have any emails. Remember, there wasn't 3 years ago, there wasn't even a second server, Paul.
But then it goes on to say, why aren't we talking about Trump's health? Trump's doctor wrote a letter, and that letter's suspicious. So a letter from a personal physician, that's good enough for Hillary, but a letter from Trump's doctor, that's suspicious, that's underhanded, we have to research that. Remember they said it was sexist to talk about Hillary Clinton's health. The same media that obsessed about John McCain's health,
sure,
all throughout the 2008 election cycle.
Well, let me ask your Britannic Majesty this question then. That's Paul's secret nickname, her Britannic. I'm going to stop. Paul, seriously, what do you think is really going on with Hillary? Because she clearly is degrading fast. She can't talk 30 seconds without, like she's dying. I mean, that's associated with heart failure, congestive heart failure, and different arrhythmias. I mean, we showed mainstream news admitting that. What do you think is going on with Hillary?
I think she had a more severe stroke, and she did have a stroke, than they're admitting to back in 2012. The fact that they were researching ProVigil in the Hillary Clinton emails, the leaked emails, shows that they were concerned about Parkinson's. I mean, she could have early-stage Parkinson's. They could know that she's degenerating.
Yeah, she asked you about a Parkinson's drug, so but we shouldn't ask that question.
No, that's a conspiracy theory. Even though it's in the actual emails, it's a conspiracy theory.
Hold on, Paul. I'm getting a call. Yes, Vladimir Putin. Mm-hmm. Talk about how Hillary's coughing. Okay, well, oh, you're making her cough from a satellite in space. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Oh, Vladimir Putin says hi, Paul. He says good job.
I haven't received that paycheck from the Kremlin yet.
Thank you, Your Excellency.
Listen to this out of the Washington Post, though. This is a quote from this article. Why can't we stop talking about Hillary's health? Quote, the simple fact is there is zero evidence that anything is seriously wrong with Clinton. If suffering an occasional coughing fit is evidence of a major health problem, then 75% of the country must have that mystery illness, and I'm one of them. Right, so they're claiming that to have a 4.5-5 minute coughing fit on a regular routine basis is completely normal.
And then to have Trump, another one an hour later on the airplane.
Yeah. Trump has given way more speeches, way more press conferences than Hillary Clinton. He's never suffered one of these coughing fits. He's 2 years older than her. This is obviously related to a health problem. You can't claim it's normal and claim that 75% of the country.
Sure, sure. We're winning this debate. She obviously said brain surgery. The word is a brain tumor was cut out. It's growing back. Where do they go from here? Kane is like creeping around in the background. Look, complete Tim Kaine, the senator, look completely freaked out during the video in Cleveland. What do you think's going on, Paul?
Well, obviously it's going to clear the path for Kaine to take the top spot if that's what happens. But now they're coming out and saying that there's not enough pro-Hillary media bias. I mean, you had that picture yesterday, her, you know, her sycophants on the plane. They literally looked like they were enraptured tweens waiting to meet Taylor Swift for the first time.
They look like people starving dogs looking at giant chops of beef.
Yeah. People go on about Hillary not having a press conference in 275 days on out, whatever it is. I mean, what good would it really do at this point? They had chances to ask her questions. They asked her, they said, how was your weekend? And then they started talking about Guantanamo Bay. I mean, you've got all these questions swirling about her emails, her health. They ask absolutely no relevant questions. It's no surprise that, you know, 94% of Americans distrust the mainstream media. And that's why they don't ask real questions.
Paul, I'm going to turn the baton over to you, as I like to say. But first, here's a photo of them fawning. There's video of it as well. But TV viewers at Infowars.com/show can find that. What else is coming up today? I know you've got a big video you've worked hours on today dealing with Gary Johnson. I'm telling you, when Gary Johnson was last here, he sat in the corner hissing at me like a gremlin that had been fed after midnight. And I was really, I thought he was like mentally ill or something. Other people noticed it. And he basically hissed out of the building, like hopping along or something. What in the hell is going on? I mean, again, did somebody feed him after midnight?
Over the past 4 years, he's basically turned into a social justice warrior, Alex. You talk about vaccines. He said the government should have the right to forcibly inject people.
I forgot that. Forced injections, global government, TPP, open borders. His VP wants to ban guns. He only wants to restrict them. And the Libertarian Party has, at least, the mainstream media worships him. What does that tell you?
Well, exactly. Now you've got all these top celebrities endorsing him. And the key point is, you know, in places like Arizona, he could take enough votes away from Trump to hand Hillary a victory.
Yep. Gary Johnson is very easily defined, enemy of the Republic.
Yeah, he's basically a triggered social justice warrior. I mean, it wasn't just the illegal immigrant term. It's basically everything. His personal behavior is completely bizarre. He looks like he's smoking too much of the weed.
Hey, I'm telling you, dude. I'm telling you. I talked about this privately. I may have even told you. But I talked for off and on for years. He hadn't been here in almost 3 years. Because when he was here, he'd been there many, 6, 7, 8 times in person, every 10 times or more, you know, over the phone. When he was here, he acted like a freaking lunatic. And like was just creeping on like.
He seems to be obsessed about mountain bike riding and calling people pussies while being a complete hypocrite. He said that Jewish bakeries should be forced to make Nazi wedding cakes. He wants a carbon tax. He wants to create a huge, onerous government bureaucracy.
Well, he's definitely been led into the Bilderberg. He's on a power trip. What a sniveling rat.
And his VP is even worse than a lifelong friend of Hillary Clinton, a complete neocon. So he's a complete insider now. And yet there's still a lot of butthurt libertarians that are going to be offended.
No, I think the new definition of Benedict Arnold is Gary Johnson. He was always just posing as a libertarian to get cred as a little sleeper cell. And now here he is.
And it's worked on a personal level for him because he's increased his support by about, from, 2% to 7, 8, 9%. So it's worked personally for him because he's not going to win. But he's going to take enough votes away from Trump. And he's a complete phony.
He's a total operative. He was ordered here. He did not like to be here the last time he was here. And I told Nico, I said, I don't ever want to see that guy's face again. And I'm the one that said, set him up when he asked to come on. And again, he's just, I never tell stories about how weird somebody is, except for David Duke. During the breaks, we had him on Skype, and we'd look at him on a big TV, and he was like, he'd be all, oh, hi, on air. And then, like, during the break, it was like a robot or something. And I was like, man, that's creepy. But I'm telling you, Gary Johnson is creepier than David Duke. I mean, the creepometer is like pegging. Hey, go ahead and take over. Skip this break, Watson, since I cut it on your time. Why not? Just skip everything. Paul Watson from, I guess you're in France this time, James Bond?
That's right, yeah. The Islamic Caliphate of France.
You can get somewhere where they have better internet connections. Go ahead and take over, Watson.
Well, the video on Gary Johnson is coming up in the second long segment, but we're going to get to that. And, you know, as Alex was saying, normally I don't prevaricate on people's behavior, but I include some of that in this video because his mannerisms are just absolutely bizarre. I mean, you talk about Hillary having her seizures. Gary Johnson is almost on the same level, but that's a side issue. The main point is he's a complete phony. He can go down the list. TPP, okay? You're a libertarian, Gary Johnson. You're supposed to support small government. TPP is global government on steroids. It has nothing whatsoever to do with small government. You talk about a carbon tax. He wants to create a carbon tax. He wants to give the government the power of a massive tax bureaucracy enforced by this centralized, gigantic system of oppression and control. Doesn't sound very libertarian to me. You know, he's thrown his support behind Black Lives Matter because he's a proto-social justice warrior. A group whose platform openly, brazenly espouses Marxism, the exact opposite of libertarianism. You know, they talk about the government owning your children, the community owning your children. That doesn't sound very individualistic, very libertarian to me. So we're going to get on to the Gary Johnson video in the second long segment. But going back to Hillary's health. Again, this is an article out of the Washington Post. We mentioned this briefly. Now, for years, Media Matters and these admitted White House front groups that meet with President Obama on a weekly basis, they would put out articles whining, being butthurt about who Matt Drudge linked to. But I've never really seen it in the Washington Post. Here it is. Can we just stop talking about Hillary Clinton's health now? This is Chris Killizza out of the Washington Post today. Basically starts whining about the fact that Drudge has linked to a lot of headlines about Hillary Clinton's double coughing fit yesterday. Double. Now, bearing in mind, we already had a media cover-up within minutes of this taking place, which we're going to get onto in a second, of them claiming that it was pollen, that it was allergens that caused this. When pollen and allergens in the region were low, and we proved that, and an outright brazen media lie to try and cover this up. Well, now the Washington Post is extremely offended, extremely triggered by the fact that anyone's talking about it at all. The article says, this is not new. Led by Drudge, there have been questions circulating in the conservative media and among Trump surrogates like Rudy Giuliani that something is wrong with Clinton for months. Much of that speculation ties back to an episode in late 2012 in which Clinton caught a stomach virus, fell, suffered a concussion, and was then hospitalized due to a blood clot. And of course, much more went on than they admitted to that, given all the medications she's supposedly on. So then they go on to talk about the fact that now Trump's becoming involved. Trump tweeted out today, mainstream media never covered Hillary's massive hacking or coughing attack, yet it's number one trending. What's up? The article continues, here's the thing. This is a totally ridiculous issue for lots of reasons. And one that if Trump or his Republican surrogates continue to focus on is a surefire loser in the fall. Yeah, it's a surefire loser. That's why Hillary Clinton has lost her lead over Trump. Coincidentally, over the past 4 weeks when this issue rose to the fore after my video got over 4 million views. But again, that's just a coincidence. Let's start here. Clinton has released a detailed letter from her personal physician attesting to her overall good health. Well, her own internist, her own personal physician says that Hillary Clinton is fine, and that's all you need to know. Again, this is why nobody trusts the mainstream media. They think that that is investigative journalism to say Hillary Clinton's personal physician says she's fine, therefore it must be true. No further inquiry is necessary, despite the fact that her private emails over and over again reveal that she's interested in all this bizarre cocktail of medications. You had Dr. Drew come out and say that she was basically receiving treatment that wouldn't have looked out of place in the 1960s. You've had other prominent doctors, medical experts, neurologists say exactly the same thing. But they don't mention any of those people in this article. They don't mention the 10 prominent doctors, which is another article linked up on Drudge. that have publicly questioned Hillary's health. They don't mention a single one. In fact, remember the media, when this first surfaced a few weeks ago, brought out that fake medical document, which we all knew was fake, and none of us who are at the forefront of this issue ever cited it as proof, but they used that as a straw man to say, oh, look at this fake document. This is supposedly proof that Hillary Clinton is unwell. This has been debunked. Well, none of us ever cited that document as proof. These are the lame tactics the media uses to try and assert, to try and claim, to try and dictate reality that this whole story has been debunked when it hasn't. And citing Hillary Clinton's personal position as proof is not objective, independent evidence when you have probably now 10 to a dozen health professionals, top doctors, coming out and making the same comments that we've been making for the past 5 weeks, okay? You can't just say Hillary's personal physician say she's fine and claim that's evidence that the issue's been debunked. That's not objective. And in fact, you've had numerous commentators come out and say, just release the full medical records, both Trump and Hillary Clinton. Tell us what medication she's on as of right now. They say, oh, you're trying to WebMD all her symptoms. No, I don't know what's wrong with her. I'm not a doctor, but I know a cover-up when I see it. And this is what we see today in the Washington Post. So they cite the letter from Hillary Clinton's personal physician as proof that she's well. And then they claim that a similar letter from Donald Trump's doctor is completely worthless. So again, it's good enough for Hillary, but in the same situation, not good enough for Trump. Again, the article continues. The simple fact is that there is zero evidence that anything is seriously wrong with Clinton. If suffering an occasional coughing fit, yeah, like a dozen over the past year, is evidence of a major health problem, then 75% of the country must have that mystery illness, and I am one of them. Okay, who suffers prolonged coughing fits that go on for 5 minutes on a routine basis? Two in the same day. Who suffers that and calls it normal? If you were coughing for 5 minutes on a routine basis, would you be concerned about your health? Again, you don't see Donald Trump having 5 minute coughing fits where he has to eat lozenges and drink water, looking completely embarrassed in front of an audience. When have you seen that? Never. Never. Yet he does far more speeches, far more press conferences than sick Hillary Clinton. So for the Washington Post to claim that that behavior is normal, completely asinine, manifestly, provably not normal in any situation, hasn't happened to Donald Trump, hasn't happened to any other politician in recent history. It's not normal. So again, they don't even mention the top medical experts, the neurologists that we featured in article after article after article. Not a single one. Again, they're focusing on what Drudge is linking to. He's linking to a story entitled 10 Doctors Question Hillary Health. But they don't talk about that in the article. They talk about Hillary's personal physician writing a note saying she's fine. And that's the end of the argument. Again, completely pathetic. This is why 94% of Americans don't trust the mainstream media, because they lie, they cover, they create straw men over and over again. Now, in relation to that, we have this article up. Again, this is up on the Drudge Report, and the Washington Post is not happy about the fact that it's linked up there. Media caught in blatant lie to cover for Hillary's coughing fits. The mainstream media attempted to dismiss questions over Hillary Clinton's health after her latest round of coughing fits by claiming that pollen counts in the area were high, when in reality, they were low. That's right, they outright fabricated pollen counts to try and blame Hillary's coughing fit on that. This was MSNBC. I posted the tweet yesterday. They reported, quote, allergens were high in northeast Ohio on Monday before asserting there is no evidence to indicate that Hillary Clinton is unwell. Again, you go on the weather reports, which are featured in this article, they show grass pollen, tree pollen, ragweed pollen, low, low, moderate. In none of those cases were pollen counts high, yet the mainstream media lied about it. They fabricated the story to try and make these questions go away. We'll be back with the Alex Jones Show
We're
live.
On the march, the empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Yeah, that's live for the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. We're going to debut that Gary Johnson video entitled "Gary Johnson is a Complete Idiot" later on in this segment. But first, I want to tell you about the new preparedness mega specials, InfoWarsStore.com. And again, we're not funded by George Soros, like Black Lives Matter, like a bunch of so-called independent media outlets that aren't independent at all. We're not funded by giant pharmaceutical companies. We're funded by you, the listener. And right now we have new preparedness mega specials at InfoWarsStore.com. To celebrate National Preparedness Month, we're giving you up to 40% off. 40% off our top-selling preparedness items at InfoWarsStore.com. These include 30 to 40% off InfoWars Select storable food. Again, absolutely essential item for your home food storage. Now 30 to 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. 20% off Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 20% off Alexa Pure Air Filters, 20% off many other products at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, huge discounts, and with everything going on in the world right now, with Hillary Clinton trying to push for nuclear war with Russia, maybe it's a good idea to start getting prepared with the products at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, that storable food discount up to 40% off. Massive savings at InfoWarsStore.com. It helps us build the platform. It helps us send reporters out to challenge the lamestream media directly. The same lamestream media that gets on a plane with Hillary Clinton has the chance to actually ask her a real question for the first time in months. And what did they ask her? How was your weekend? Absolutely pathetic. Look at their faces in the photo that we posted. This is the esteemed mainstream media with 6% trust amongst Americans right now. Take a look at that photo. Do they look inquisitive? Do they look like they're about to ask the hard questions to get to the core of the real issues that the American people want to hear about? No, they look like enraptured tween Taylor Swift fans about to meet their idol for the first time. This is the castrated, pathetic corporate media. And then they have the temerity to whine about Breitbart, about the Drudge Report, about Infowars.com, about how much we've grown. Well, when that's the competition, obviously we're going to grow. Absolutely pathetic. So they were caught in another lie. Claimed that Hillary was coughing because allergens in the area were very high in northeast Ohio. Absolute BS. We went through the weather reports. Every single pollen count was low. The highest one was moderate. Most of them were low. They invented this story out of whole cloth. Calling people who question Hillary's health sexist didn't work. We pointed out that the media was obsessed about John McCain's health back in 2008. Then they tried to claim it was a huge conspiracy theory invented by the right-wing conspiracy machine once again. That failed when you had prominent doctors come out and make the same points, even though they never mentioned them in the article. Now they're just resorting to inventing crap out of thin air. It's absolutely bizarre, while claiming that this is doing nothing whatsoever to harm Hillary Clinton's electability, while she's lost her lead over Donald Trump, just coincidentally, since this issue came to the fore. Again, in her ridiculous alt-right speech, Hillary Clinton invoking this health issue once again, while pandering her own bizarre conspiracy theories about Vladimir Putin being in control of everything. But we're going to get back into that after this. First, I want to go to the video that went up on Infowars.com just a few hours ago. And this is talking about Gary Johnson, of course, the Libertarian Party candidate for president. Why are we talking about Gary Johnson when he has absolutely no chance whatsoever of winning the presidency? Well, in places like Arizona, he could take away enough votes from Donald Trump to have a very real effect on the outcome of the presidential election. This is why it's important. This is out of the Chicago Tribune. In Arizona, Gary Johnson could play spoiler in presidential elections. Well, isn't that interesting? I had a bunch of libertarians on my Facebook page claim that Johnson is only going to take away votes from Hillary Clinton, so why am I even making this point? Well, that's completely wrong. From the article, if Hillary Clinton carries Arizona in November, there's a good chance it won't be because Democrats on their own have flipped a reliable GOP state they hope to win consistently someday. Instead, Clinton and Democrats may have Gary Johnson to thank. The Libertarian Party nominee's best chance to influence the presidential race may come in Arizona, where the former New Mexico governor appeals to a group of finicky conservatives who make up part of the GOP base. It could happen, said GOP Senator Jeff Flake. Donald Trump has managed to make this an interesting state in terms of presidential politics and not in the way Republicans have wanted. Johnson is an easy out for some people in our party, Flake told the Associated Press. So there you go. He's going to take away votes from Donald Trump in key battleground states. Again, that's going to cost him the election up against Hillary Clinton. That's why talking about Gary Johnson right at this moment, after all these ridiculous faux pas he's been caught in, is a very central core issue. Now, here's the video. It's up on YouTube. Please share it. Please get it out to people. Gary Johnson is a complete idiot. Let's play the clip.
With the polls tightening, it looks like this presidential race could be really close. Although he has zero chance of winning, Libertarian candidate Gary Johnson could take enough votes away from Trump in key states to ensure a Hillary Clinton victory. Now, that wouldn't be an issue for me if Johnson were a principled Libertarian candidate. But he isn't. He's a total fraud and a complete idiot. Gary Johnson, the so-called small government libertarian, wants to give the government the power to forcibly inject your children at gunpoint if necessary. That's not libertarian. You see, there's something called the non-aggression principle, Gary. Don't know if you've heard of it. Yeah, it's basically the bedrock of libertarian values. Might be worth Googling. During a recent CNBC interview, Johnson said he was open to supporting a carbon tax.
Well, I do think that climate change is occurring, that it is man-caused. One of the proposals that I think is a very libertarian proposal, and I'm just open to this, is taxing carbon emissions.
Right, so the so-called small government libertarian wants to implement a massive government taxing scheme enforced by a gigantic, onerous, centralized bureaucracy. That's not libertarian. The so-called small government libertarian wants to give the government the power to shut down bakeries that refuse to make gay wedding cakes, violating his own Libertarian Party's platform. That's not libertarian.
The baker should have to bake the cake for the Nazi wedding.
That would be my contention, yes.
The so-called libertarian supports Black Lives Matter, a group whose public platform has all the specific hallmarks of Marxism, the exact opposite of libertarianism. That's not libertarian. Johnson supports the TPP, a globalist trade deal that even Hillary Clinton had to back away from.
Would you withdraw from the TPP on your first day in office and unconditionally rule out its passage in any form?
I'm being told that the Trans-Pacific Partnership would, in fact, advance free trade, and so I would support that document.
TPP is not just big government, it's global government on steroids. That's not libertarian. He also wants to admit tens of thousands of Muslim migrants into America because that worked out great for Germany, didn't it? Terror attacks virtually every week, mass molestations of women, rampant criminality. Sounds like a violation of the non-aggression principle to me. And that's not libertarian. As governor of New Mexico, Johnson, the so-called fiscal libertarian, inherited a debt of $1.8 billion and left a debt of $4.6 billion. That's not libertarian. Gary Johnson isn't a libertarian. He's a social justice warrior posing as a libertarian. He's a phony. He even gets triggered like an SJW when people use the term illegal immigrant.
Millions of adult illegal immigrants who are here in the country.
Undocumented, by the way. If you use the term illegal immigrants, that is very incendiary to our Hispanic population here in this country.
Why is that?
It just is. Just so that you know. Just so that you know, and you don't have to use that term.
But isn't the term accurate in the sense that they entered the country, they immigrated to the country illegally, so they are...
Came into this country because they couldn't get in legally, and the jobs existed. And you or I would have done the same thing. And we're talking about now, coming from New Mexico, a population with 48% Hispanic, how's the crackdown on 11 million undocumented workers going to work out? It's going to be dragging people from their homes. That's how it's going to work out. It's going to be checking your papers house to house. And I got to tell you, what Donald Trump is saying regarding immigration could not be more incendiary. It is insulting to me coming from New Mexico.
Isn't it, though, unfair to compare, let's say, everything that Donald Trump's saying to simply using the term illegal immigrant? I mean, if I were in...
Undocumented.
It just is. Just so that you know.
Well, just so that you know, Gary, policing language and censoring words in the name of pandering to political correctness... That's not libertarian. He thinks calling someone a racist over and over again constitutes an argument. Newsflash, Gary. It doesn't.
Racist. It's just racist.
He thinks crooked Hillary is a wonderful public servant.
Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton. A wonderful public servant.
On what planet does that comment resonate? With any libertarian. I mean, just look at the guy. Who makes expressions like this? What the hell is wrong with him? On a personal level, Gary Johnson is also a complete asshole. After being presented with a replica of George Washington's pistol by his tearful campaign rival, Johnson immediately tossed it in the trash. What a dick. Johnson's running mate is Bill Weld, a neocon who supported the invasion of Iraq, backed gun control measures, endorsed Barack Obama, and is a longtime personal friend of, you guessed it, Hillary Clinton. And none of that is very libertarian. There's never been a more unpopular set of major party candidates than ever before. You'd think this would be the year, above all others, for the Libertarian Party to make a huge impression in promoting real libertarian values. But no. Instead, they've chosen to select a complete clown who permanently looks like he's about to break out into a childish temper tantrum. A half-wit who wouldn't recognise a libertarian value if it violated the non-aggression principle and smacked him in the face. Gary Johnson is not a libertarian. He's a fraud. And it doesn't matter whether you support Trump or not. If you vote for Gary Johnson, you're an idiot.
Racist. It's just racist.
That video is on YouTube and it's on Infowars.com. Gary Johnson is a complete idiot. Please share that. Please get that out because I said it's very important to emphasize the fact that Johnson could take away votes from Trump in key battleground states like Arizona. Even though he's completely abandoned all his so-called principles since 2012, he's vastly increased his support base since 4 years ago. So he's going to have an instrumental effect, an instrumental impact on this presidential election. Now, if you had like a Ron Paul figure, again, running as a third party in this election, pointing out that he was a real libertarian candidate, had real consistent libertarian principles, I would have absolutely no problem with that. And I would probably support him over Donald Trump. In fact, I supported Rand Paul before I supported Donald Trump and in favor of Donald Trump. So if you had a real genuine candidate, an actual libertarian with real libertarian values who was consistent and stuck to them, I would have absolutely no problem with that and would support it 100%. But as you saw in the video, you can go down the list. TPP, carbon taxes, forced mandatory vaccinations, debt, support for fringe left-wing extremist violent groups like Black Lives Matter. All of these issues, mass immigration, policing language. What kind of libertarian tries to police what words people can use, for God's sake? I mean, what happened to the Libertarian Party? We saw it in Canada. I mean, they kicked out Lauren Sutton, they kicked her out of the party for retweeting one of my videos because they found it offensive. Where did this SJW strain come from? It's infected the Libertarian Party, and it's characterized by Gary Johnson, a complete fraud, a phony, and the prime reason why I had to stop identifying as a libertarian. Because he's a terrible, awful ambassador for that term. And that's why nobody should vote for him. Don't vote for anybody. If you really hate Trump and Hillary on an equal footing, just don't vote for anybody. Because voting for Gary Johnson, you're just betraying your own principles because he betrayed his a long time ago. So get that video out. Again, it's up on Infowars.com and YouTube. Gary Johnson is a complete idiot. Now, moving back to some of the news stories here, we've covered Hillary's health. Earlier today in the UK, we had a Black Lives Matter protest. Now, when I say the words Black Lives Matter, I actually mean six white middle-class hipster trendies representing black people in their own words. They basically got a dinghy. They sailed out onto the River Thames, snuck onto the tarmac at London City Airport, and basically caused huge delays. They were messing around with aircraft, basically giving ISIS ideas on how to attack a major airport. Well done there. All to make the point that air pollution is racist. That's right, that's your new racist thing for today, is air pollution, because this airport is located next to poor areas of London. Okay, one of the biggest airports in the world is Heathrow Airport. That's located next to places like Richmond, Kew and Brentford, which are amongst the wealthiest, whitest areas in the entire country. So air pollution is racist at London City Airport because it's near poor areas where black people live. And yet we have one of the biggest airports in the world, Heathrow, located in extremely white, wealthy areas. Is that racist too? Absolutely ridiculous. We'll be back with the final segment of the Alex Jones Show. Don't go away.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Things that are now officially racist, in case you didn't know, this is according to the chief diversity officer at Clark University. Asking Asian people to help you with maths, that's racist. Talking to black people about basketball, that's now racist, that's a microaggression, and it's not allowed. UMass says that Harambe memes are now officially racist. Now, I saw, I think it was UT Texas Longhorn fans in a video using this Harambe meme, so I thought at that point, well, it's pretty much done. It's pretty much dead. Those people aren't the sharpest knives in the drawer. So I officially announced the death of the Harambe meme, but now that UMass is saying that the Harambe meme is racist, I think it's time to bring it back. And again, it's like when people get upset and offended about me using the word retard on Twitter. Now, obviously, when I use the word retard, I'm not talking about disabled children. And in fact, it only reflects on them if they think that me using the word retard is an insult to children with Down syndrome. That's in their head. That's never in my head when I use words like retard. So now the people, again, this is probably why hipster university types, again, the bigotry of low expectations, thinking that black people can't handle a fun, jokey internet meme about a dead gorilla, saying that it's racist against black people and it's got nothing whatsoever to do with that. Again, they're the racists for making that connection. So again, they're saying that you can't use the Harambe meme anymore. That officially means it's resurrected. Hashtag justice for Harambe. We need more Harambe memes. Let's get into some final news stories here. Again, this is out of Breitbart.com, talking about the internet takeover. Obama, internet cannot be like Wild Wild West. President Obama called for a series of international agreements to regulate activity on the internet, citing his preference not to start an arms race in cyberspace. What we cannot do is have a situation in which suddenly this becomes the Wild Wild West, President Obama said during a press conference in China on Monday after the G20 summit. Now, you could take those words and substitute President Barack Obama to any third world dictator who has used the very same justification for shutting down the internet. We saw it in China, ongoing for years. Every time they have civil unrest, people protesting against the authorities, against the police, they come out and say, for stability, for safety, for security, we need to shut down the internet because it's becoming too wild, even though that exact thing is what made the internet so great, so free-flowing, so dynamic in the first place. So you've got Obama directly invoking the rhetoric of third-world dictators when it comes to shutting down the internet, saying that America faces cyber attacks, but on the other hand, then saying that, quote, we've got more capacity than anybody, both offensively and defensively, when it comes to cyber attacks. So we need to shut down the internet because of cyber attacks, but on the other hand, we're the best at carrying out cyber attacks. That's what Obama said today. More cultural enrichment news. This is out of the Daily Mail. Six Afghan and Iraqi migrants are arrested after eight women are sexually assaulted at Austrian festival. Again, they lied about their age. They claimed to be 15, so they wouldn't be deported. This has happened over and over again, as we said it would, multiple times in Sweden. Every single festival they have, there's mass molestation of women. This is a really bad situation. Merkel's losing support, and things are going to change. Otherwise, there's going to be wider civil unrest throughout Europe. That's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Alex Jones Show. Stay tuned tonight for InfoWars Nightly News. Alex will be back tomorrow. Breaking news at InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.